Okay, this is I'm always quote like Truby is supposed to speak about simple, straightforward, the minor things. On the other hand, it is very chashmi yanim. This is a piece from a Tzadik. A Tzadik has a sefer called Hakanat Hashavim, which is all devoted to tshuva. Long sefer, big sefer, Gedarko, with a lot of amkus. We'll take a piece and we'll try to work it through. Okay, it's cut off a drop in the beginning, but it's a famous Gemara, Shol L'Chachma, L'Teira U'L'Nevua. It says they ask different entities. They ask Chachma, they ask Torah, they ask Nevua, what should a person who does Averis do? Ad L'Kut Shabrichu, Amayat Shuva. And everyone else said, Yomuz, Yavi Karbon, these, and Avakash Baruch said to do Shuva. Okay, let's stop a second. The significance, first of all, we didn't discard Torah, maybe Chachma we didn't discard Nevua. I mean, what's the point? So we asked everybody, nobody had any good ideas. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the tshuva. So, yeah, but the Torah was also given by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Nevuah was given by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, how do the pieces fit in? What's also the point of it? What does it tell me? It's meant to emphasize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is super nice, nobody else granted us that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us tshuva. Well, what's the point of Chazal like that? What do we have from Chazal? So, let's discuss that basically, and then we'll see. He goes into piece by piece. Let's give an example. We have to understand, and he's going to explain this nekuda. We're talking about three different strata of his yachsus and interactive Hakadosh Baruch Hu: Chachma, Torah, Nevuah, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu Atzmai. If we can give a marshal for it, it's like, imagine a person has a problem with water coming from the pipes. You don't replace the main line first. That would not be terribly smart. So you try replacing the first piece. If it's still stuck, then you try the next segment, and the next segment, and so on. That's faithful. You assume the lowest segment is the one that's affected, and in order to fix it, you go to segment above it. One afgemina is, it requires a lot more. It's a lot more expensive, obviously, in whatever framework you can be talking about medicine. Whatever framework you're talking about, when you're moving up a strata, you are encompassing more, and you're doing a lot more. To understand, there are different levels of how we understand a person's faults and how we can do something with them. Depending on the level, it requires something else in a person. It's not money, but it's something else when you need to tap into a higher source. There's something more required, and that's why things are divided and subdivided. So that if something is wrong with the socket, the problem could be the socket. Then you check the line, and then you check the main line, and then you go to the street. Each and every instance gives something, adds something, and therefore it requires a different type of kapara. So okay, ushloish elu. Where did these three things come from? Al derech she'amru yoyatim b'chitayfu. You find another place that there are three strata of Eitzah. It says that you ask an Eitzah, it says when they went to war, they would ask Achitofel, they would ask the Sanhedrin, they would ask the Urim V'Tumim. Shem Chochma, Torah, Unevuah, Kimevuah. Over there, the reason for it, the shot in such an element is that there are different levels of whether something is an appropriate activity or not. Milchama is an extraordinary activity. It requires, firstly, you have to be sure that you're going to win. You have to know the right thing to do. You have to know the Sefer Shemaya. You need to check out at each level if it's okay. Let's take an example Let's just take a simple example. A person wants to know if he can do something or not. So the answer might be you're allowed to, but it's not appropriate. You ought not to do it. And what the person is saying is, if you're talking about the technical legal aspect of it, the halachic technical aspect of it, it's mutter. If you're talking about whether it's ro'ui, that's something else. If you're talking about minhag, that's something else. So you have different strata in what to do. When they went out to Muhammad, the pe'ula they needed to do, the shtadla they needed to do was to touch base with chachma, touch base with Torah, touch base with Devua. So that's why the Yotzim Bashi Teifel, the Lachman Hedrashah Moritumim, Shem Chachma Torah Vuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuvuv the Amma Shalu, it says, you know, it says they would ask. It doesn't say who asked. It says, you know, the Amma Mia Shalu. Sorry, it's going back on Shalu the Chachma. It says they asked Chachma, they asked Torah, they asked the book. It doesn't say who did the asking. What does Mishalu? Who's the one that asked? In other words, it's any time you need to be koveya and haga, you must work out these three instances. Okay, now what are these three things in the way that we can understand it? So, the ranking of these three elements, Chachma, Torah, and Nevuah, are as follows. Chachma starts and ends with my seichel. In other words, the axioms that I'm dealing with are human axioms. The processing is human. The conclusions are human. That's Chachma. That's Teva. That's everything around. The next level, Torah, the axioms of Torah start with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the processing is us. In other words, however, when it says, however Bezna Shalmata is Machli, however Bezna decides, that's what Allah is, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the Gemara is about, you know, he says this, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that they're being holy on it, and so on. So Torah is half and half. We don't invent the axioms. So the Marshal Parah Aduma is a chayik, and we don't know what, why, and how to make sense. But the halacha in Hilchos Parah Aduma is totally in the Tanoim and Masechtos Parah, who argue, given that this is Parah Aduma, we can come up with halacha. Nevuah is totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, because there's no Pilta Lamdas. A Nevuah is a Nevuah, and that's that. I guess the best example of a Kal V'Chaim not working in Nevuah is by Naaman, it says, when he came and he told him to go bathe in the Yarden, and he said, ha, he said, I have much better baths than domestic. I guess that was before they had the chemicals. You know, or maybe that's where they got the chemicals from. So he said, I'm much better. So it's a good Kal V'Chaim. Kal V'Chaim is not bad. You know, it's a good pircha. But the guy told him, I don't see something. He told him to do it. Do it. You know, and that's that. So the three levels of Chachma, Torah, and Nevuah are three, let's call them ascending levels, from Seichel Adam to Seichel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, or Vitumim, all of them are the same idea. They start and end with the Dvar Hashem, and there's no makom for any processing by human mind. And all three of them are the guidelines. They guide a person. And each thing, some things are solely in one domain, and at maximum you need all three domains. He says, there's going to be a reason why tshuva is something that requires a completely different mahalach that even surpasses avua. In other words, in any one of these three levels, tshuva doesn't work. Tshuva doesn't make any sense. Tshuva has no shorish, and we'll see in a second why. So one nekuda, I guess, that he's stressing here is that tshuva, in the sense that it can redo everything as if it never were, doesn't have a makom in chachma, the shonat, in Torah, and even nevuah, because even though nevuah is something that is me'akadosh baruch hu, but once it's given to us, in the Masha it says, no two nevi'im are misnavnim b'signon echad. Every nevi has all signon, has all sefer. It already becomes a concrete thing, and it doesn't allow for tshuva. And then he's going to explain a little bit about the yichud of tshuva. Okay, there. Yes. That is exactly what he's going to explain. In other words, what his point is going to be in the big picture is, you've got to tap into a place that is way beyond the any shorish that we have a handle on. Let's take a common muscle. So we keep getting a sense of what we're talking about. When you ask somebody for something and he says yes, that's it. If he says no, so you make a deal. He says, okay, I'll give you this, you give me this. If he says no, so you're trying to figure out psychologically, what does he really want? So I offered him X for it, but that's not what he really wants. What he really wants is something else. And so I keep going to a point deeper in his rutzen. It means I'm going to need to tap into something far deeper. It's going to demand something of me, and it's going to point at it. Ukeder Shama, they said, Mokum Shabbat Tshuva Aimdim, Ein Sadikim Gemurim Mechalom Lamait. Ki Mokum at Sadikim Gemurim, Hu Hamagia Lohem, Kepi Maseyem, Shrapia Torah, Banevua Vachachma. Volo Yetsu Megidram, Vehem Bali Gedo Gvul, Et Zed Tase Vezel Loi, Vat Poitove Loi Toysif. About tshuva who shekvor parat kiddush olam and nigdal peitern of yirachamim, v'nishka v'makom shnishka, u'keshechoy zelosh Hashem l'takin hakoydim b'kor v'ruah de'atei modi u'b'chol makom shiye einad mavade tzeichol yachzak v'vir Hashem shach le'vitzar. It's an awful line. Let's explain it piece by piece. The key word that he is touching on is the word gedder. In other words, if we're to ask ourselves the minimum description of chachma, if any type, whether it's chachma or Torah or even nevuah, is a framework, in the laws of nature, it's absolute. Every single act has some sort of reaction, has some sort of effect, and they're exact, and nothing veers from the way it's done exactly. Torah is not physical, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Gedor. If you do this, this. If you don't do this, this. And so on. The minimum of it is that there's Gedorim, and everything falls in together. There's a world of mitzvah, there's a world of avera. There's a mitzvah that's a bigger mitzvah, smaller mitzvah, big avera, small avera, the consequence, etc. That is the world of rules and gedarim. So that means there's a certain fenced-in, certain finiteness to it that is going even to nevuah. Nevuah, we don't know why or what, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do this and this will be good, don't do this because you're going to lose, or whatever it is. About tshuvas, about avera, more than anything else that he's done specifically wrong, is he was paired together. In other words, let's give an example. If a person is a physicist and he's studying a particle and he formulates a law that fits this particle, its behavior, and the law works beautifully. Once, lo yitchashek lo for the particle to do what he's supposed to do, and he didn't do it. He had a bad day, and he didn't do it. So the law goes out the window. That law doesn't exist anymore. He may make a mistake, but if it happens, there's no one exception. One exception means that getter is not a getter anymore. By the way, people have a mistake. With the famous, this is the exception that proves the rule. I'm not able to figure out, how does it prove the rule? And people make a mistake. The word prove comes from, it's like, the Lord severely proved Abraham. To prove means to test. It's that's in old English, to prove means, to call, to pass, like to sort of put the gun to the head and you're severely, like the old language, severely proving me means you're testing my patience. So the exception of proving means it creates a test. That's really what the... It's beichen. What?
A problem,
right. It's testing. It's because if you can't figure out why there wasn't that exception, the rule is gone. So in the world of a person who is does an aveira once, the reason why Adam HaRishon Misa was nicknamed on him, we have to understand something. He did one aveira, and I guess it was a very, very bad aveira, but the world was destroyed. I mean, going from living forever to dying is a whole different Messiah. And the answer is because being paired together is the end of the whole Messiah of a thing. In Shabbat of the Talmud, we hold because you were paired on Shabbat of the Talmud, the city fell. Basically, it was just a question of time. If the wall of a cell breaks, the cell is over. There's no being paired together is a destruction of this Metzius. Baltshuvish of a paired gershel oilam and nigdalpi. So the Torah and Nevuah and so on gave gdar, and when the person breaks that, then it doesn't fit into any framework. Nothing that it's that mohus is a framework can possibly fit in that person. That's what chet at a cherish is. And therefore, he says, the only way the person can be metakin, as he says, ukeshechot elosh Hashem takin hakoidem bechreach bakora brura de'ata imadi or bechol mokem shiyeh enad mulvadoi. There has to be a realization that there is no place devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Torah, let's take that as the one that's the it's telling you a framework for where Kedusha is and where it's not. In a sense, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu available and accessible, and where is he not? In mitzvah he's available and accessible. In the world of Averis, it's Eretz, it's a desert devoid of any evanishina. And that needs to be our first perception. You can't just go in and say, well, I control everywhere and anything, what difference does it make? That attitude is a churm. But a person who is shavah l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that means that he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu despite the fact that it's not within any gather. That's a very, very, it's very important to understand why this is a last resort attitude. Because this is a very, very easy way to lose it all. And this was always a tension. People say that, people were very depressed from the Mishnah, and they were talking about Averis, not terrible, and so on and so forth. So he said, don't worry, Hashem still loves you, and it's wonderful, and this and that, and so on and so forth. But the flip side of it is, then the incentive to do right becomes very, very minimal. Because if a person approaches life like that, l'chatchila, then it's a churban. It's not the right picture. The person has to go through a different diagnosis of chachma and Torah, you know, and Nevuah, and then in where he was Peretz Gezer, he realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is not bound to his ma'asim. But if it's not genuine 100%, if it's an excuse to start with, then it's a churban. This is not the right mahalach.
Does it matter how it's put together, whether it's with complete das, or it seems like we need to have a das, or whether
if it's an onus, then certainly, if a person, if a person is an onus, then certainly das is another chicken, or John, pull over. If a person is an owner, it's only if I want a patron. But even a shogeg is not so precious. The fact that you didn't care enough to ask yourself what I ought to do is a problem. It's something which is not. I once heard a tremendous mashal from I think it was about Rom Shahid on tape. It's really good. If you take a look, a lot of the kaparas, karbonis ha-shogeg, we ask for, mechila, kaparas, licha, one of them is shogeg. And chatoyas are called shogeg. And for us, shogeg is like, it almost sounds to us as if it's almost mutter. Why? He asked it specifically about something else. He asked it says on chil Hashem, a shogeg, is there's no shogeg in chil Hashem. What? Yeah. So why not? So he said the following mashal. He said in the good old days in Israel, when it was a wonderful bureaucracy, and everything was legal papers to fill out, stuff like that, picking up chayr that you got from Haifa was a full day's fare if you were lucky. Not, it was 2 or 3 days. So a guy had a business in Yerushalayim, a big business, and he gets a notice that he's got a shipment that came to Haifa. So he calls in Yankel, the guy who worked with him. Yankel said, take the truck tomorrow at 6 in the morning, daven nets, drive to Haifa, and take the shipment out. He said, now, I assume it's probably take like 10 hours, from the time you're given the papers till they fill the papers, till they decide it's good, the papers, and so on. So they'll have a day to hang out in Haifa. Do me a favor. He said, I have an old great aunt, Tante Bashel, in Haifa, old lady, a nice lady. Go in, ask how she is, find out how she's doing, say hello, you'll have a big mitzvah. Fine, no problem. Hits at 10:30 the next night, he comes driving back with his truck. No, he says, where's the shipment? He says, well, the good news is, your aunt is doing really well. She says, oh, okay, I forgot all about the shipment. He said, you idiot, I sent you to pick up the shipment. My great aunt was like, he said, what does it mean, Shegech Hashem? Like, what were you here for? We're here to be Mekadosh, to be Marv Bot Shemayim. Where the shogeg means I was busy with something else, I didn't have time for this. I couldn't think about it. I couldn't put my mind to it. Where's the priority? There's nothing, no greater priority than Kol Shemayim. That was the way, and I thought it was a very, he was speaking actually about, they had for a while, these Afifas for monetary, for dinimumminates and so on, for honesty and stuff like that. So he said that. It was very, very powerful. But shogeg means it's a negligence. But sometimes the negligence is forgivable. It's not your main occupation. It's not your field. You have things that really were priority. So forgetting. But the more important something else. If Shabbos is important to us, then what does it mean you forgot? Shogeg is not so pushy. Anyway, so he says here, Yaakov Avinu was a Nachla Bloy Mitzorim. So Yaakov Avinu of the others was the only one whose children were all Yisrael. Said Yisrael Apishachot Yisrael, and that's Dafkaf Deshem Yisrael. So, I guess the first way of looking at it is, his kids have to all be big tzaddikim, and they're wonderful kids, and so on. The way Reb Tzadik says it is, the other way around. Yaakov Avinu is able to encompass everyone. People that Yitzchak could not have encompassed and taken into the tzura that Yitzchak had, or Avram, Yaakov was able to encompass. It's a godless thing. Yaakov is called Nachlo Vlo Mitzorim. Yaakov Avinu is boundless. Yaakov Avinu, but it's a need of Yaakov of being Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that there are no gvulis. The Yitzchak Avinu Shalom, Asherah Mitzukin Mishrashay. Yitzchak Avinu was pure and holy. There was no scam, Zun like Avram who came to Terah. Vat Esav and Ilvim and Nikis Shol Mumer. Esav has a Shemis Shol Mumer. Mikom Akoim. Kvar Hoye Yochel Lohomishem Yisrolim and Kol Agoim. So even though Esav might have been considered Shol Mumer, but he became a Goy. Void Geruah Mehem. Kimo Shnema Kotnus Atecha Begoyim Bezui Moid. The Mashanovi Kori Kotnu Bozi Eine Mitarach Shivus Bein Ebne Odom. In other words, when he said you're bozi, kotnas echmen agoyim, bozi moi, it doesn't mean they happen to pick on you, but the Novi is being marked that they're very, even among umasoylam, they're the bottom. V'zeh apsoyla sheyotzemen, why? Ki misad midas hatzinsum yish gvul v'geder. Anytime you put a getter in, someone is on the outside of the getter. And from the aspect of Torah, which creates essays and laws essays, the afhat shuvishach mi mitzvahs of Torah imitzumtzemes b'gvul shlo chutzat b'gvul. So if Torah comes, if tshuva comes from Torah, then it is something that is also going to have to fit some criteria. It's not going to be boundless. V'chein sheresh toiv betolda shazochel yitzchak shesheresh in Yisrael hu mugvol b'gvul. So therefore, the toiv that just created, the sense of Kol Yisrael that's at the stage of Yitzchak is going to be v'mifrit geder gvul zeres v'chein sheresh. If there's a gvul, it's possible to cross the gvul. So even though Yitzchak is very pure, everything he has himself is pure, but there's at least a potential to leave the fold. So we have a darga of Yaakov. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Avram had psoilus in himself. Yitzchak did not have psoilus, but he had the ability for something to push its way. In other words, the potential for psoilus was there because the mahalach included a certain gedarim and gevulos, and Yaakov was a midah beyond that. The darga zu the tshuva shemitziva peretzes v'derek ogula teira. So he says, the mokum shabal tshuva owned him, it's not a place. In other words, they're in a place where tzadikim gemurim can't be. A tzadik gomer is in a place that has a certain symptom, and whereas bal tshuva stands on myself. Let's talk about this a minute or two, just so that we get the right sense of it. The Hura sounds Bal Tshuva is much better than the Tzadik Gomer, and someone very sarcastically cynically remarked that if you read Siddush's stories, the old Siddush's stories, you figure that when you get to Olam Haba, you'll never meet a Rav or a Shishiva there. Only the Pelas and the Kablas, they're simple Yidden, because they're the only ones that seem to get Olam Haba. You know, we have to be wary about this point. So two nekudas to make about this that are important to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, let's give an example. Let's say you have a parent. A parent wants his kids to do right. and he sees his own Messias and projected through what the kids look like. So if the kids do right and they go b'derech hayashav atov, so it's his ruach, it's his chinuch, it's his genes, whatever you want. That's the mahalach going through, and that's my ikarah. If let's say the more a child proves his parents' patience, we just said the word prove in the right sense of it, the more of a gilui of greatness you see in a father, in a parent. But it's not what the Russian was. But it is a gilui. So imagine this kid who's done kol davar, and the parents would majestically been able to handle it and so on. And the kid turns around and says, "You see, I brought out the best in you, Dad." You know, it's not quite the right. That's not exactly the mahalach of it. Akash Baruch's Ratzon is dafkitim mizgalat through gedarshim. And you know, like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him amal ama, and you know, and that's where I'll be megalim. It's true shemayim v'shei shemayim v'chal kelucha, but Akash Baruch wants the gilui to be in this world, to the limited world. Taira, which is Garim of Mitzvah, that's what Akash Baruch wants. The Baal Tshuva is somebody who there's a gili of HaKadosh Baruch who's believable, but it's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. That's one thing to bear in mind. There's a second thing. We don't have all that much time, but let's understand what this means also. Even that is, if we expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mizgala, beyond Gvul, in a way that's not Machriva, the kid that can get away with everything gets away with everything, and it's a churban. It means I need the type of approach. It's a tremendous humility of a person when to understand that I thought I was running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the end of the day, it's his rasen and what he wants. There's a certain hisbat, as he speaks when he goes on Barichas, about it requires a dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu from my part. I found you here also. In other words, it's not the attitude, it's not a flippant attitude. It's an attitude where a person needs to misdabit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense of, if I follow the rules, and I do right by the rules, and that's where I manage to get what I need to get, so then I'm a good person. Akash Baruch Hu gave the rule, that the front is Vavchar, Akash Baruch Hu is helpful, I mean, it's got the Rishmaya, but at the end of the day, it's me. The rules and the symptom allows me to exist and to be somebody. If I need to say, I thought like Nineveh, like Yonah, I thought I'm running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it doesn't help because you found me who knows where, and no matter how far I run, you're still there. That is his battles with a person, and it's a certain dveikus in the after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's no matter whether even in the tahayim, I can't lose you. It's a reciprocity on the person's part. It's not. Understanding. So let's just sort of sum up. The mahalach of tshuva, for many reasons. One of the reasons I explained later is that tshuva has to be able to mitaken something. The real tshuva is mitaken something as if it never was. The point of that is so that requires reconnecting at the highest level. Just like to put a patch on something doesn't require much, but to redo something as if the thing never was means going back from the scratch and rebuilding it from the bottom up. Tshuva is in the real sense of the word, of that the tshuva that Mizgal and Yom Kippur is of that nature. And it means that it's the gilui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu touches on the Ein Sof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu We know Akash Baruch Hu is not measured in space or in time or any physical things, but our gedarim of dinu Akash Baruch Hu is that he seems to be bound by tayiv and ra. He seems to be bound by gedarim of what's good and what's bad. That seems to be the gedarim, and that's how we spoke to Shmuel all along. And we talk about bringing the Shekhinah down or chasing the Shekhinah away. So that's how we describe it. The makom of tshuva b'miyuchad is a gilui that the emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be found everywhere, and that's something that is that's the shiris. That's why everything else needed. Chachma said, if it's over, it's over. There's no going back once something's over. The Torah says to bring a carbon. The Akadosh Baruch Hu said to Shuva means that's the madrega you need to get to. You need to have a feeling of enoid mulvadoi in a way that you don't have it in other places. I want to tell the story that it's a very, very powerful maisa. My one of our mechatenistas was a famous Baal Tshuva in Eretz Yisrael. He and the Baal HaKadosh, my husband, and she was an extraordinary person. They were neighbors of ours way before the Shidduch. They lived near us all these years. She was a very, very wise person, a very capable person. People came to her constantly for aids and health and stuff. And she was sick with cancer for probably 10 years. 8 of those 10 years, no one knew about it. She was able to keep it under wraps and function. The last year or two, she really was sick, and we did the shidduch 3 weeks before she passed away, and that was chasna. And at our hesped, one of her friends followed the following. In Yerushalayim, women and men, I'm not even close to each other by a hesped. This was a hesped for women, I guess, and I had the. My wife gave it a tape. It was a CD. It was a very, very, very powerful headspin. And the woman said, her very close friend said the following story. She said the last proof of her life, she was struggling. She was very, she said, you know, I tried everything. I don't know what Hashem wants from me. I tried this, I tried this, I tried that. Like, what does he want from me? And then she said the last time she came to visit us, she was very calm, she was in a good mood, and she said, you know, I realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to want what he wants. He's not looking for me to strike out on my own and to do X or do Y, Z. He wants me to trust him in what he's doing. And she added that, as she said, she asked us to sing with her Derech Emunah, and it was a very powerful husband. But, you know, there's a sense of his batlos that requires his batlos on every level. That what a person does good and right, he also understands that it was all a Kaddish Baruch Hu somewhere. It's a parallel. If you're expecting it to be without Kedarim, and you need it to be with Kedarim, then you need to be in a place that's where it is. That's where a person senses. Akapanim, he's married with tremendous things. He's very, very deep, very beautiful things. But Akapanim, last time. But that's the point of it. That in Yom Kippur, the Zman of is the high point of this galus of tshuva. It says it's a day when the stuff is not nikatrin. What it means is the stuff not nikatrin means it's a day beyond din, beyond that structure of tayin. The stuff is the embodiment of the gather of Ra, saying if you pass this, you know, you pass at your own risk. This is, you know, there's no going past this red line over here. The if your kippah gives you a kapara beyond that, the Sagrama Katrik, means it's a certain gilead that I'm talking about Kaddish Baruch Hu. But we should say that to Masim Ateva, with Kibben Shdiar, and Chila, and Kapara, and Slicha, and so on.
So if a person is being recognized in a mukhlis, it does not have darm,
Makori, he needs to have some recognition that the MS Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rabbin is the Das of the Gedarim. If he doesn't have that, so why is that a deeper connection?
Oh, well, obviously the person is going to want to continue and doing what's right afterwards. But at least as a starting point, the person has Akara that I did not succeed in driving a Kodesh Baruch Hu out.
Is that a deeper connection? I mean, because really what that does is it points him back into the Rotten, into the Makom Geder.
Well, you assume that, you know, if you forego... I mean, we have a simple example of it. Almost every relationship has kvulas. And, you know, transgress once, transgress twice. A mother seems to be boundless. And, you know, and you expect it. It's normal for another person to be as forgiving as a mother is. And you would say to a person, something's wrong, you're a schmata, what's the matter with you? A mother, you somehow expect it. And you say there's some element of boundlessness, of boundless care for the, you know. The person is obviously going to touch base with it and from now on do what's right. It's not, if he takes it for granted, it's certainly not what we're talking about.
It's connecting to the version is recognizing the rotzon that Zafka of the Gvul. Is that called kind of the version of the person just recognizing that Chutz was full and Kodesh Baruch Hu was full?
It means that I understand that I am Sachakol, an element of his rotzon. I have no self that commands the place. Adam Rishon's chet, the first chet, the Shoresh Baruch HaTayim was, the Nachash told him, you don't need to work like a Shvaruch, you can be independent. You know, he didn't want to do bad things, he just said, in fact, it's a Jewish thing, he says, why do you have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do what he tells you to do and then pick up schar? Open your own business. Eat for eight and a half, and it's over up. You know, I always say, you know, I say, look at the mythology of the Goyim. What are the sins of their gods? What are their sins about? Women, war, booty. That the big Yitzhahara was to know the difference between right and wrong. I want to hear where that story ever, you know, in all of them, they couldn't even fantasize about somebody who wants to know right and wrong. It's incredible when you think about it. Even the wildest vineyards, there's no such fantasy.
They gave their god armies.
but they couldn't even come up with it in all of Adimian that this is what could be a Yitzhahara. You know.
So there's I detect two senses. There's the Rotzon that says this is what I want, and then there's the Rotzon that says even the Chutz, I'm enabling the Chutz to be so he can.
Correct. Because I got
the Rotzon. And the core Rotzon is the one that is. Rotzon is the one that's the glue.
The specific, the way that we realize it is ultra Rotzon.